Greetings in the name Yahweh, only name under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore the Past You Dwell In. We've been preaching and teaching that there's only one name under heaven that you can be saved by. I don't know what it is people don't understand about that, but it's the truth. It ain't Jesus. It ain't Buddha. It ain't even Yahshua. Many people name Yahshua, but that ain't what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about, get on your, phone and call your pastor or something. Call preacher. Tell him that crazy boy down there in Georgia. He's gonna be talking something. He's gonna be making some challenges. I'm gonna try something different tonight too. See how it works. I'm gonna try to take some calls, questions, and you can call and ask a question, or you can call, make a statement, and you can call and agree with me, or you can call and just tell him at Country Bunkin down there in Georgia. Tell him he only got a PhD. I tell people, what did that preacher say? He had a DDD, devil disturbing, diploma, whatever. But I got that devil on the run. I got him stirred up, especially when I prove his cycle can't be right. You ask somebody, get him on the radio. Get him on there. I'm gonna give a number. I'll go ahead and give you the number. I'll get your pencil, write it down. Or your pen. If you can, you can remember it. But, it's 678-300-8676. That number again is 678-300-8676. You know, a lot of people ain't gonna hear us, no how. The Messiah himself said, if they didn't hear me, they won't hear you. And when he prayed to the Father, he said, I pray not, talking about his disciples, for these alone, but all those that believe in me from their preaching, from what they're saying. So if they wouldn't believe him, they ain't gonna believe us, and we already know that. A lot of people, I don't know if you know what spam is. That's if you're on the internet and you don't want to hear something somebody's got to say, whether it's a salesman or another Christian or a Bible believer or a Torah believer or whatever. You click a button, put them on spam. You just spam. A lot of people spamming the Word of Yahweh. They're spamming his preachers. And they get them on here. Need to confront them. They quick. They smart. They sharp. They, you know, the world wisdom. They'll come up with, they'll give you some kind of answer. May not be the answer, but it'll be a answer. Remind me of this guy. You know, I've been telling a lot of cute little jokes here lately, but remind me of this old alcoholic drunk, if you will. Him and his buddy was out of money. They wanted to drink. And he was a retired ventriloquist. One of them guys that could hold their voice and make it sound like something's talking, a puppet or something. Dummy. But anyhow, he told his buddy, he said, I tell you what, I'll show you how we give us a drink. So he snatched his old dog out of the alley there, grabbed that, stuck it under his arm, staggered in his bar and told that bartender he let him hear his talking dog for a drink. He said, that dog can't talk. So he throwed his voice over and he said, what do you mean I can't talk? You know, Poochie, tell him I can talk. Well, anyhow, the bartender was really amazed at that dog talking, and he figured he'd buy him from that drunk, and he said, what do you want for him? That drunk said, I tell you what, I need money. I'll take $350 for him. The bartender said, I got $300 here. I'll give you the other 50 later. So he said, okay. So he gave him the dog, and he got the $300, and course, they got drunk. And about a month later, they staggered back in that bar, not realizing where they was at, and that same bartender's in there. He said, "Hey, this dog, it ain't said a word since you've been gone." And to show you how fast these guys can paint, that ventriloquist said, he said, "What do you mean he ain't talk?" He said, "He ain't said a word since you've been gone." That ventriloquist said, "Is that right, Poochie?" That dog said, "Yeah, and I'm not. He pays you your other $50. And, you know, that right there is how quick, this is a joke, but I've had preachers give me all kind of crazy answers when I explain to them about traveling around the globe. I tell them, I say, "Now, look here. Would you keep a Sabbath? Do you believe your Sabbath? Would you keep if you had two back-to-back cycles? Two back-to-back Sabbaths valid?" I'm talking about valid. Adam and Eve's descendants going east and west. When they meet on the opposite side of the earth, counting 1 through 7, let's say they meet 1,000 years later, or 5 years later, it don't matter. Let's say you had two brothers in Jerusalem, they just got through keeping Saturday Sabbath, and they both faithfully counted 1 through 7, one went east, one went west, 5 years later they meet over here. Guess what? The one that went east to keep the Sabbath, then it'll go around to the one that's going west and keep it. They'll do that all the way around the globe. But guess what? They get further and further apart in their Sabbath keeping. And when they shake hands over here, eating dinner, one will be keeping Saturday, the other won't keep it till 24 hours later, because that's what his cycle's telling him. In other words, he'll be keeping it on Sunday. This is an absolute fact, just as sure as the air we breathe. And you don't have to believe me. What makes this so good, people, it takes their crutch away, and it'll make the lunar Sabbaths look more attractive to them. Because the lunar weeks are right. This solar week won't work. Now, you know good and well that Yahweh's not going to use a system that's going to cause, say, a man and woman from each tribe get married. The man will keep his Sabbath on Saturday. She'll keep hers on Sunday. And they're both keeping the cycle that's handed down to them from their ancestors, which they say goes back to creation. That ain't the cycle. It goes back to creation. The creation cycle is in the moon. He said, let them, talking about the great lights, sun, moon, star, let them be for your appointments. And then Psalms 104:19 said he appointed the moon for seasons. That word season is the same word as in Leviticus 23 when he said, these are my feasts. That word feast is seasons. And you look it up, it's appointments. The moon is for appointments. And if you do it that way, when they meet on the opposite side of the earth, they look up, they're in the same day of the month, same weekly Sabbath, everything. This is the reason the International Dateline was created. When people was meeting, they found out they was on two different days. When Magellan went around the earth, come back to where he started, found out the people was on a different day, and they kept their correct tallies in their log. And this is what happened. So they come up with this International Dateline, which is bogus. It's phony. It has to, they use that to cover up their mischief, their cycle there. But anyhow, if you got any questions, comments, give us a call. Air code is 678-300-8676. You may have a question or maybe a rebuke. It don't matter, you know. We want to hear from you. But I had to throw that little joke out there that I said, well, throw out some goat feed. You know, getting a call here now. Let's take this call. This Brother Arnold.
Yeah, this is Richard Krause. I'm listening to you on shortwave. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. They can hear you if it works okay.
Right, okay. I didn't know whether you was live or not, but I'm glad I couldn't be recorded.
I'm live. I'm hoping I'm preaching to some live people out there.
Well, I got a feeling being shortwave or searching all around the world, in my opinion, or alone in the world. Let's put it that way.
Yes, sir. It's a good station here. But what?
I don't know whether you'd be picked up maybe in the areas where it's light out, like on the other side of the world. I'm seeing in the daylight.
Where are you calling from?
The other side.
Where are you calling from, Rich? Where bus are you calling from?
I live 70 miles northeast of Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay. Do you
live in Livingston, Texas, right outside of Livingston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And awful hot here.
Do you hear our broadcast?
Pardon me?
Do you pick up?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I picked you up on shortwave here. I listen to shortwave at night.
Do you hear us? Do you listen to us? Is this the first time you hear us? Or?
No, I pick you and others up all the time, and I don't always agree with everybody. I agree some with some things. And
well, that's good.
Things I know. I listen to Alex Jones. And,
right. The Bible said a multitude of counselors' safety. We need to, we need to put it out.
We gotta discern. You gotta discern what's right and what ain't right.
Right.
But I do believe the truth is the winner, and I think we gotta confront our leaders and our representatives in Congress.
Well,
if they don't,
we definitely in trouble with the way everything's going up there now. We got a stranger in the White House. He don't nobody even know where he come from.
Well, there's something wrong when a man is so secretive about his.
Let me catch this other call.
Up in Texas, before I can start getting Social Security.
All right, make your question right quick. There's somebody else trying to call in. What's your question?
Well, I want to talk to you just for a second.
Well, just make it real quick, because somebody's trying to call in and make it real quick. No, I want you to talk, Richard, but I want you to say it, what you got to say, and then hang up, and I'll ask you a question, okay?
Let me see.
Because I only got 30 minutes.
The Bible, God wants you to keep the Sabbath.
Right.
And I have a lot of problems. When I was a kid, he always told me it was Sunday, and then I was told it was Saturday, and then I was told it was by the new moon. And then the moon wasn't built in 6 days. God created heaven and earth. He didn't create the new moon on the first day, and I have a lot of problems.
Okay, now.
I have to figure out really.
All right. All right, well, hang up. I'm going to answer that question right there, and then when you call me back next time, I'll be back on here Friday. And hang up. I'm going to answer your question. And I know what it is about the fourth day, and then call. Okay, here's what he's saying. And it's a valid question. The Bible teaches that on day four, he placed two great lights, or made it. Scripture said he made two great lights. Well, that word made is a different Hebrew word from create. So you had evening and morning, 3 days before day four, right? When he said, let there be light. Well, see, if it don't say what phase the moon was in on day four. It could have been a full moon, half moon. Of course, we believe it could. If it was a new moon, that means it was a new month. But don't you believe, Richard, that the new month began on day one? And if you're going to say, it also says sun and moon. Now, you ain't going to say day four was the first day of the year, surely. But if you're going to say it's the first day of the month, because the two great lights is referring to the sun and the moon, and then it talks about the stars, well, if you're going to say it's the first day of the month, then you got to say it's the first day of the year. And we know it wasn't. The first day was the first day of everything, the first day of the year and the first day of the month. That's what we call a new moon. Everything was dark. Then he worked on his creation for 6 days, which would be beginning on the second day of the month. 6 days of working on it, because he created heaven and earth, then he moved on faith. So when he worked on it 6 days, rested the seventh day, it's eighth day of the month. Okay, the line's open again. It's 678-300-8676. Just make it quick, because 30 minutes will go real quick. And here we go, got another one. Okay, let's see who is this. All right, go ahead, this is Brother Arnold.
Hey, Pastor, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there like a loose tooth. I'm about 30 miles east of Atlanta, whatever that is.
Oh, okay. Do you remember a few years ago, about 4 years ago, I had you send some information to New York City?
That sounds familiar. I can tell people I got a good memory. It's just short. But I probably did.
You sent it to Queens.
Uh-huh. Number is 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676, and we can only take one call at a time, and if it's still beeping, I'll try to get you off as quick as I can and get the other one, as long as it ain't beeping. If it beeps, I'm gonna click over if I can, if I figure out how to do it. But anyhow, listen, I appreciate all of y'all. I appreciate you listening to us. We just want the truth. It's just like, I compare it with politics all the time. Them guys a bunch of critics. Like I said, it's a stranger in the White House. Don't nobody, he more than just a stranger. Don't nobody even know nothing about that guy, where he come from. You know, scripture speaks a lot against, politicians and people, you know, corrupt for money and preachers too. He said, my shepherds are greedy dogs in Isaiah. He said, the spoil of the poor is in their houses. They've sheared the sheep. They've trod down the vine. I was going to mention too, if I have time, if I don't get another call, do y'all know what the Day of Atonement commemorates? A lot of people don't know. We know that Tabernacles commemorates dwelling in booths, right? Unleavened bread commemorates leaving Egypt. They eat unleavened bread before the bread rose, right? Pentecost commemorates when they was given the law there on that day. Commemorates Pentecost. And on the Day of Atonement, people don't know and don't know what it commemorates. And I didn't. I prayed. I asked y'all what. I've always wondered. Let me take his call because he's known in it. Y'all try to remember where I was at. This brother Arnold, go ahead.
Hello, Brother Arnold. This is Bill from New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, Bill, let me finish this thought, then I want you to ask your question. You know, I was talking about Day of Atonement. Did you know that when he said, we know the new moon commemorates creation, right? And then we know the Sabbath, he rested after working on his creation for 6 days. I meant to ask the other guy where he called from. Okay, but anyhow, now listen. And then we got Tabernacles, Unleavened Bread, Pentecost. But the Day of Atonement, I believe, commemorates and it proves Lunar Sabbath. You know, I can show where the Day of Atonement actually proves Lunar Sabbath, too. I'm going to say it real quick, and then you ask your question real quick. We ain't got about 5-6 minutes. Did you know that man was created on day 6, but to Lunar Sabbatarians, that's the 6th day of the week, but it's the 7th day of the month if you count the yom or space of time when heaven and earth was created. So that would be the 7th day that man's created. Then on the 8th day, which we believe the Sabbath, and Yahweh was with man all the way up to there, and he saw that everything was good because it brought the animals to Adam, let him name them. Now see if you can catch this. Now, and then on the 8th day of the month, he was with him. But guess what happened on the 9th day of the month? Genesis 3:1, it said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. He came tempting Adam and Eve, and you'll find it that same day, on the 9th day, the cool of the day, 9th day of the evening, is when he come walking in the garden, the voice of God, and he said, and y'all know the story, and they told him that what would happen. So he made them coats of skin. This is Day of Atonement. From the 9th day of the evening, which is beginning of the 10th, from evening to evening, you keep the Sabbath. And when Yahweh said, also in this 7th month, it's commemorated in the 7th month, he said, you keep the Feast of Trumpets, that's the Feast of Shoutings, when they plotted his handiwork, when heaven and earth was created. And then the Day of Atonement was when he toned. It's a day, a sad day. It's a day to afflict your souls. It's a day that he shed and made them coats of skin till the true Lamb of Yahweh would come and take away the sins of the world. The second man, Adam, it talks about. And so that's what, throw that in there quick. But go ahead. I just want to finish that before I forget it for our listeners out there. But go ahead, brother. Well, yes, sir. That's a good question. I thought about that too, and you're exactly right. I thought about maybe it had something to do when he put him out of the garden into the wilderness. Naturally, he would have had to dwell in some kind of booth till he made him some kind of a permanent shelter, I guess. But I don't know. You know, he may have.
And how about the flaming sword that was burned every way to keep the way can do with that too, possibly.
I tell you what.
That would have shown being in tabernacle relationship with Yahweh to get back to that tree of life.
That's some good thoughts too. But I just thought it wasn't no coincidence when you look over there. See, the Bible says that Satan immediately comes and plucks away that is sowed, right? Okay? Well, he ain't going to wait another day. Now, with the traditional Sabbath keepers, let's say they count day 1, 2, 3, and man created on the 6th day, which really Genesis 2:2 says that he finished his work on the 7th day, which we know you're supposed to finish your work on the 6th day, but he's talking about the 7th day of the moon, the month, so it's creation. And then he rested the 7th day, which would be the 7th day of the week, after 6 work days. Now, think about this. My mind went blank. My mind went blank. I had
spam out there.
Sir?
It's from the spam.
Oh, who are you?
From the spam. It's from Tokyo Guy David. What? He eats spam. In other words, he's a swine eater, and he's trying to defend it. How would you like a quick taste from the New Covenant how you would tell people don't eat pork or shellfish?
Whereabouts you say you call it from?
New Jersey.
They're coming in pretty good up there.
Yeah, because I have it on my son's got it on the computer there. So it's coming in loud and clear. I couldn't hear the callers talking, though.
Oh, you can't.
Maybe you could work on that a little bit in the future. I couldn't hear the callers.
Oh.
What they were saying precisely.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have to work on that. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. Our time's just about gone. Might have time for one more caller.
Thank you, Brother Arnold.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. You know, I want to give them a website and a phone number that somebody can call as soon as the broadcast is over if they want for free literature. Error code, if you'll write it down, so as soon as the broadcast is over, is 770-483-8542. That's 770-483-8542. 770-483-8542. And you know, we've been getting a good response from all our listeners. We appreciate you because, you know, it's encouraging that people are listening, that you ain't just, you know, beating the air, and we appreciate it. It means a lot. But anyhow, if we got time for one quick call, maybe, 678-300-8676. 678-300-8676, and you'll have to make it quick if you call because we only got like 2 minutes. But anyhow, listen, that Day of Atonement, well, I know what I was going to say a while ago. See, it won't work for the traditional Sabbath keepers. You know why? Because, see, their Day of Atonement would be on the 9th instead of the 10th. Day of Atonement's on the 10th. And that'll only with Lunar Sabbath put it on the 10th, because if you don't have a new moon day back there in space of time, their traditional Day of Atonement with the traditional Sabbath would be on the 9th. In other words, it'd be the 8th day at even when he walked in the garden. But with the lunar Sabbath, it was the 9th day at even when they sinned. Now, they could argue, well, Satan waited a day and skipped a day in there before he come tempting. But no, these other scriptures over in the New Testament talks about how that Satan immediately comes. And he sowed good seed in the field, but then here comes Satan. But anyhow, listen. Our time's just about come and gone. We appreciate you. We'll be back on again Friday. Now, instead of 9:30, it'll be 10:30 Friday. And we'll try to work his bugs out when we take callers. That's more fun, look like, getting callers. Maybe you call your pastor. Tell him to call. This is his opportunity to rebuke me and tell me how crazy I am and I need to go get me a PhD. So next week, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom. Hey, let me give my website right quick. It's lunarsabbath.info. Lunarsabbath.info. And our phone number again is 770-483-8542. So next week, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.